David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J Hood, back together on ESPN 1000. Carmen Yurk at 10, Greeny at noon, and Greeny was awesome on the draft coverage. Tip of the cap, they were great. Then Waddle and Sylvie, and then no White Sox today. They have the day off, and Black and Abdallah. 312-332-3776.
So you're happy, man. You're a happy man today. Draft, the Bears are able to get it done, get a quarterback for the future. If not the present, definitely the future.
Yep. And the Packers are losing their guy. We'll get into that. We'll absolutely get into that. You wake up today, you get in your car, and you live in Chicago, but you wear your Green Bay jersey, and you go, this sucks. Our guy wants out? That's right. He's had enough of your franchise. Beat it. I'm out. I'll go work at Jeopardy. Jeopardy must pay really well. It must. Let's go to our guy, Dave, Pastor Dave in Virginia. Hey, what's up, Pastor Dave?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, show's been great. Been listening still. Love
you.
It.
Appreciate you.
Hoodie, you're phenomenal. You have me laughing all the time. But I'm with the church group down at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vacation like everybody else and just hanging out and trying to be pastoral. And I acted like I didn't want to go out to eat so I could watch the draft, but a few of them stayed with me. And I'm watching the draft. And listen, I was in the Navy for 5 years, so some of that stuff's still in there. When they got that, I dropped a couple F-bombs. I hadn't done that in years. And some people looked at it, I forgot where I was, and I was like, let's definitely go. And standing up, and I'm looking at all these church people looking at pastor. I'm like, sometimes you just get a little excited. So luckily they were young and they understood, and we've laughed about it, and I'm still employed with my church. But it was a little dicey there for a minute. Listen, some of your tweets, you guys don't know. I don't have any Bears fans where I live. So it's almost when you guys post, and Bleck was posted, Danny was posted, it was like old friends sending texts. And I know, that's how we feel. When we listen to you guys feel like friends. So when you guys post those tweets, at least I got to enjoy it with somebody, and almost lost my job, but man, I'm so excited, and that's just what it was.
Appreciate
it. It was pretty fun.
Have a great week, okay?
I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
Oh, Pastor, that's all right, Pastor. Just a couple of Hail Marys, you'll be fine.
I did not know that priests could drink or could swear. I did not know that.
Where they're flesh and human just like you and I.
I just didn't know that. I'm not Catholic. I didn't grow up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a basketball game, and the president of Marquette University at the time, Father DiIulio,
mm-hmm.
I got to know him. I had them like 9 times one season. I would see him on the road. And he would always have his collar on.
Sure.
But he'd wear those Coogee sweaters. Like he was a styling priest.
Yes.
And one day, it's halftime, I'm going to the bathroom, and he's got a scotch in his hand. And he's dropping MF this about the refs and F this. I'm like,
yeah, get after it, man.
What are you drinking? Scotch. And I walk back, and I saw Kevin O'Neill, the coach, and he's like, what's up? I said, Father DiIulio drinks? He said, yeah, he does. And he curses, too. He said, just because he's a priest doesn't mean he can't drink or curse.
That's right.
I had no idea. I was blown away.
By the way, at the Metro, I don't know if you know this, Jay, at the Metro, the Silent Priests are going to be opening up here pretty soon here.
Fantastic. I saw them open for Motley Crue a couple years ago.
Oh, great. The Silent Priests are outstanding. Oh, you got to go see them. Outstanding. Phenomenal band.
Wow. Let's go back to the phones.
Well, you're the one that says Silent Priest. Did you not just say that?
Not the band.
Oh.
Let's go to Eddie on the north side. Hey, Eddie. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
Hi, Eddie.
Facts out there. Here's the facts that Justin Fields is a Mitch Trubisky. If you were going to draft a quarterback, which 98% of the quarterbacks in NFL history, 98% are pocket passers.
That's
period.
That's a fact, right, Eddie?
Yeah, that's a fact. What research have you done to come to that conclusion?
A fact.
Let's see, Brady, when we got six.
That's one.
Roethlisberger.
That's two.
Joe Montana. I can go through them all. When that guy dropped to New England, Mac Jones, and his report said he's a quick thinker in the pocket and makes decisions quick, I'm like, that's the quarterback that the Bears should have drafted right off the bat.
So let me, hold on, Eddie, my head's going to explode. So you just had a reporter from the NFL Network said she talked to 16 teams after the draft. Give me your honest grades at quarterback. Half of them had Justin Fields ahead of Trevor Lawrence as the number one quarterback. That means that if she talked to 16, let's do the math here, that means 8 of them said they had him number one. 8 of 32 means a quarter of the league at minimum thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft. And I'm supposed to listen to Eddie on the north side who thinks Mac Jones should have been the pick? You're out of your mind.
They said the same thing about Mitch Trubisky.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They did not, Eddie.
Listen to it. They did so.
They did not. They did not. They called him the ultimate project, as raw as they come. This guy, Hoodie, you saw him at Georgia and Ohio State. Is he raw?
No, he's not raw. He's ready.
Come on, Eddie. You're better than that.
But see, here's the thing, Eddie. We appreciate the phone call. Eddie, since we've been doing the show, I've been reading your mail for a while. I know where Eddie's coming from. Eddie didn't like Deshaun Watson, doesn't like Russell Wilson, doesn't like Justin Fields. I know where he's coming from. But he likes Mac Jones. Like, he's seen all the games of Mac Jones. I saw Mac Jones at Alabama. I'm an SEC guy. I saw Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a project. But he's going to be coached well because Belichick is there. I know where Eddie's coming from. I already know because of all the quarterbacks he doesn't like, but he does like Mac Jones. Now, probably hasn't seen one game of Mac Jones, but yet likes him based on a report.
Correct.
So when Eddie talks about quarterbacks, I know where he's coming from. I already know. He likes a specific type of quarterback for his team. I get it.
Statue in the pocket he wants.
White.
Thank you.
That's what he likes.
Let's go back to the phones, and Brian's in St. Charles. Hey, Brian, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, I just want to give you a little different perspective on Fields. Really good friend of mine, my neighbor. He's an Ohio State alum. I've watched a lot of Ohio State games the past couple years. And the caller a few minutes ago that was talking about linebacker, you know, they don't develop quarterbacks. I just think that's a bunch of garbage. I mean, Fields is a different quarterback. When Ryan Day took over the team, that's a different offense. It's not Urban Meyer's, you know, style offense. And he throws a good deep ball. He's got a good completion percentage. And he can read defenses. I've seen, you know, ESPN has broken down tape of him where they show him going through progressions. So I just think, you know, Bears fans would be complaining if we were drafting Trevor Lawrence. That's just what they do, but he's a great pick.
Well said. Appreciate the call, Brian. I watched that breakdown he's talking about where they froze it and they show Fields' eyes going here. Then he surveys to the middle. Then he goes there. And then he goes back to the right side. That's something Mitch couldn't do.
There's a difference.
Correct.
And because it's new and different, it might throw some people off. But if you watch the NFL, and again, this is just me as a college fan telling you that when you see quarterbacks today, it's more than just standing in the pocket. You have to be multifaceted at the position. Mm-hmm. And so when Fields is back there, it's going to look different. But that's a good thing because now the Bears have a quarterback of today. Cap, that's important.
Agreed.
Because ultimately, as an organization, you want to catch up with the Joneses, right? You want to be able to go where the modern trend is.
Correct.
Not behind it. You want to be ahead of it.
Correct. Well said. 312-332-3776. Let's go to, how about Q on the south side? Q, man, what's up, Sparkles?
Good morning, Cap. What's going on?
Sup, Q?
Yeah, I'm calling because, like I said, I just wish people stop trying to trash Mac Nagy on this whole him can't coaching thing. He didn't draft Mitchell Trubisky. If it was his pick, Mr. Trubisky would have never been here. It probably would have been Patrick Mahomes. And if Mr. Trubisky was already contaminated before he can even coach him, and they trying to compare him to Justin Fields, with this guy only played 16 games in college, to a guy who went 20-2 in college. Are you serious?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. I want to get my press on the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did perfect in the draft. Like I said, they got two monster offensive linemen that I love. And they got, you know, I think they got going to have one of the fastest receiving corps in the NFL. Now, the problem is, I just want to know if that quarterback is going to be able to get it to him.
Well, we're going to see. Q-Man, thanks, man. Appreciate you always calling. Look. Justin Fields, let's just let the kid develop. And as Matt, I thought, very eloquently said yesterday, Justin will let us know when he's ready. It will be obvious. If he's ready to play, let's go.
And, you know, Andy Dalton knows that, too.
Correct.
He knows what this
is. And Matt called him twice. He said, hey, I'm about communication. I called him on Thursday. I called him again after the draft. Here's what's going on. You can't ask for anything more than just to be honest.
Andy knows.
Yeah.
Andy knows. He understood. I mean, before the draft, he understood that it's just a one-year deal. They said, I'm going to be the starter. We'll see how long that lasts.
Correct. Andy Glennon.
This is why this is why I wish that we could be able to see this in Bourbonnais, to be able to see this and witness this. You and I standing side by side on the sidelines watching this. Everything's at Lake Forest now, right?
Right.
Behind the gate.
Well, hopefully that we're vaccinated. That maybe there will be some access. We'll see.
That'd be nice to be on the sidelines watching how that develops.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have more faith in Ryan Pace? Phone lines are hopping. 312-332-3776. Be right back. Take that.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
He's Jonathan Hood. Catch the Under the Hood basketball podcast right on the ESPN Chicago app, which you should download in the Google Play Store, the iTunes Store. You can find the Armchair Nutritionist there. He was not part of my life in Florida.
No, but you're back now.
Oh, man. I got to get back on my program.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, we saw a picture, Cappy. Not the most flattering pose.
What picture did you see?
This one of you laying on like a raft.
Yeah.
Do you look at those before you hit send?
No.
I mean, a man of your Q rating and TV and radio presence.
Be you. And I said that way before Matt ever got here.
Right. P.U. I agree.
Oh, my God. I don't care. I was on vacation. I had dessert at dinner. I had cocktails during the day. I was on vacation, man. That's it.
Right. Now you're back on the grind.
Back to the grind.
Brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois.
Thank you.
And you're looking good today, by the way.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad that you were able to at least match me for skin tone.
Yeah, how about that?
It's pretty good. The bronze god. It's like, that's very good to see.
I got a throw.
You're matching the day.
How about I got my
cat? Is those new? Those shoes Adidas?
They are.
Those are nice.
And you see what this says on the back? It says Mahomes.
Oh, no, is
these are the
Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes shoes.
Those are nice.
My wife bought them for me. So.
But you see, Cap, he did the move, Hood. See, this is the move. He's wearing a white sweatshirt, so his tan looks better.
Oh, of course.
I'm only dressed this way because I'm throwing today. So.
That's right.
That's all right.
I got to get up on the mound.
You can only throw in a white sweatshirt?
No. It goes with the shorts.
And the bronze god.
And the fanny pack.
Correct.
Now, there's a problem.
What's wrong with a fanny pack?
It's great if you're in 1982. Do you get a pair of Zubaz with those? That's a problem.
Wow.
that's a problem. Are you a pro wrestler? The Rock? Take that off, man.
No.
Fanny pack.
I've been using this for 3 months. You bought it for me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you're better than that. Don't do that. That's for around the house. Don't bring that out in the public.
I usually wore it over my shoulder.
Yeah, but now you got it around your waist.
Correct.
You're not. Oh, you're a pro wrestler?
Yes.
Brother, do you check out my fanny pack? Got
it's
everything
so
in there.
Much easier walking around. I don't have anything in my hand.
That's just so weird. That's just bizarre.
That's awesome. Ditch the backpack. That's at home. Oh, come on. Simplify your life, kid.
I will. When 1982 calls, I'll simplify it.
Wow. Let's go back to the phones. 312-332-3776. Scott's in Homer Glen. Hey, Scott, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Good morning. Happy Bear Monday.
That's right.
It's a victory Monday.
It's a victory Monday, Scott. Absolutely.
I got to tell you guys, I was driving to work. I almost drove off the road when I heard that guy criticizing Fields. First off, I'm a Buckeye fan, so I've seen a lot of Buckeye games.
Oh, yes.
And I have watched Fields constantly in the pocket. In the pocket. And then, as a last resort, he will use his legs to make a play. The guy's a playmaker. I will take him over Trey Lance, over Mac Jones, any of those guys with just 12 games experience. I have no idea what any of these five guys are going to do, right? NFL is a funny game, but I will take my chances with Justin Fields all day.
You sound like my brother. Thanks for the call. Bruce is a huge Ohio State fan, and he called me that day and said, dude, we got to find a way to get Justin Fields. He's amazing. And bam, there it is.
Brother, he's the real deal. In college, he was the real deal. Just think about it. It's like the big games he had in two different conferences. There's Ohio. Now, don't listen to me. Listen to the Ohio State fan.
Right.
Okay. And they have been bereft of quality quarterbacks for a long time. And he was able to raise the bar at the quarterback position. It is linebacker U, yes. But he was able to change the narrative there in Columbus, for sure.
Back to the phones. And let's go to our guy Derek is back. Where has Derek been? Hey, Derek, what's up, man?
Good morning, brothers. What's going on? Cap, J-Hood, what's good?
How are you?
What's up, Doc?
How you going, Steven? Hey, chilling, man. I just wanted to say, what's going on with these knucklehead Bear fans calling, talking all this garbage about Justin? Listen, man, we got a stud at the QB position, and with these defenses nowadays, with these edge rushers, the way these guys can come off the edge, we need a guy with legs that can get away from these type of guys. And Justin said he fits that bill. So I don't understand how some of these fans is calling and complaining. We got a stud, man. Let's be happy. Let's go, Bears. Listen, guys, I got to tell you something. I'm actually going into work. I'm a little late, but I had to call you guys to give my props to, you know, what was done. So, listen, I love you guys. I'll call you guys tomorrow. I got to go. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
Derek.
There's our guy, Derek.
Yeah, and I know that there's some, especially in the Chicagoland area, that saw Justin Fields against Northwestern. Hey, whatever you want to say about Fitzgerald, his defense is always solid. That was a tremendous performance by their defense against a stud in Fields. But that does not tell you the full story of who Fields is.
And don't forget, they had a round one cornerback in Greg Newsom II that he had to deal with. They had a round one offensive lineman. That's an offensive tackle. That is the first time in Northwestern. Two in the first round. Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
That game against Clemson tells you all you need to know. That was a few years ago. Fiesta Bowl, big time.
312-332-3776. Let's go to James. He's out in Naperville. We're spraying all suburbs and cities.
What's
up,
fellas?
How are you, kid?
I'm good, man. Jay,
yes,
brother,
sir.
And my favorite cat. Hey, Jay, thank you for Zooming with me at Illinois Media School when you had a talk over there last month, man. I appreciate that talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So real quick, guys, been watching the game. The Bears, been a Bears fan for 50 years. We have never had a guy like this in town, ever.
Ever.
We've never
Agreed.
Seen anything like this, ever. And I'm sick of people calling in, pointing out that he's not a pocket this and a pocket that. They're still doing that to black quarterbacks.
Yep.
They need to stop picking out what's wrong with them and just say they're too athletic and we want a statue. And so, for me, I'm happy he's here. I think I would say 90% probably higher of the fans in Chicago are happy we got this guy. But, hey, guys, love the show. I'm not going to hold you, but thank you for having me.
Appreciate you, James. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's so – I use this example. I think I've said it to you. I know I've said it to some others when I was scouting. It's so disrespectful when you go, boy, Larry Bird's just such a cerebral player. Isaiah Thomas is a great athlete.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm preaching to the choir when I say that to you, but it's so disrespectful. Boy, that Trevor Lawrence, man, he sees the field and he understands the complexity. That guy's a great athlete. Really?
Brother, we've been hearing that. We hear it in 2021. We heard it for 30, 40, 50 years, for a long time. Why can't both be true?
Exactly. Larry Bird was a great athlete.
No question.
Until his back went out.
Yes.
And guess what? Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, they're brilliant at dissecting a game plan and surveying the landscape. They could both be true.
You got to know, Cap, that some people don't like change. Because you've seen the same thing for the Bears for years.
Correct.
This is why it's going to feel so much different with him back there. And it's not necessarily, and here's, for some that haven't seen him, people will say, oh, this guy's just going to be run all over the place. He's going to be like Kyler Murray. And like, that's not what he is. He's not that.
No. He is a quarterback.
A hell of a passer in the pocket.
Correct.
And can run. So it's all there. The thing I talked about last week, Cap, when you were away, is I was just looking at the depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
How faster are the Bears now on the surface, right? You got Allen Robinson and Mooney, the other wide receiver they just picked up in the draft, right? You got Cole Kmet as a tight end. You have David Montgomery and healthy Tariq Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have Fields back there.
And Damian Williams.
How fast is the team now?
Much faster.
That's what you're looking for, right?
No question.
Now you got some team speed. I looked at the depth chart and was really impressed by what I saw.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Ricky in Streeterville. Hey, Ricky, what's up, bud?
Hey, Cap. Can we just stop this Trubisky-Fields nonsense? When we drafted Trubisky, we had to convince ourselves as Bears fans that he was a good pick. We booed the pick. We booed him at bowls. We booed him at a first pitch. Do you think we're booing Justin Fields anywhere? We're celebrating him. Not even close.
Agreed.
Also, to say he's not cerebral, this guy set the highest score on the aptitude test given to over 6,500 athletes.
Thank you. Did you know that? So appreciate the call, Ricky. Great, yeah. Great point.
He and Lance, yeah.
So, no, there was a test. I was out on one of my walks, and I'm listening to whatever it was I was listening to, and they had a test of 6,500 professional athletes in all sports,
yep.
Men and women, soccer, track, football, basketball. He was number one. 6,500. And so I was on the phone with Alex Brown. I go, dude, 6,500, he was number one. He said, where was Trevor Lawrence? I said, he was like top 10. I mean, he said, yeah, but they don't make a big deal out of that. You know why? He's a white quarterback. Of course he's supposed to be smart. But we got to trumpet the fact that Justin Fields is at the top of the list because he's a black quarterback. He said, just let the kid play.
Right.
And if he sinks, then it was a bad pick. If he swims, we got ourselves a winner.
Let's see in 3 years where this goes, Cap. I mean, Zach Wilson, the other quarterback out of BYU, solid, but didn't take on quality competition in big games where I thought, boy, that guy deserves the number two pick. We'll see. But Trey Lance is the ultimate test, right? Just as the Bears looked at Trubisky as kind of someone we can mold and shape, same thing with Trey Lance. Smart quarterback, didn't have the best competition because what's he going to do? He's North Dakota State. I mean, you know, you're not playing, you know, USC, and you're not playing like the best of the SEC when you're at North Dakota State. But this is perfect for San Francisco because he's got Shanahan that can mold and shape him into something special.
And he doesn't have to play day one. He's got Garoppolo there.
Yes.
If we had woken up Friday and we had drafted Trey Lance, there would be no buzz. People would be like, yeah, whatever. Right?
People would have said, that's interesting. That's interesting.
I hope they know what they're doing.
They say, why do you take the flyer on the small school kid?
They would have called him Mitch Part 2.
Maybe.
And he may turn out to be a star.
My initial reaction to that would have been, boy, you really went small school there. Once again, you reached. Why did you reach there? You didn't have to reach.
Right.
Fields fell to 11.
Just Fields good.
Fields fell to 11. You know the Giants were going to take him, right?
Yeah, because they got Daniel Jones. They've committed their lot with him.
Justin Fields fell to 11.
It's crazy.
Just think about that. I say it, but just think about that for a second. That type of athlete. And Patrick Mahomes.
Went 10.
Yeah.
Watson, 12. Rodgers, 23 or 24. Dan Marino, 26. Let alone Tom Brady and Dak Prescott, Russell Will, all out of the first round. Derek Carr. All right, 312-332-3776. phone lines are just smoking hot.
Look what you've done.
All of your calls on the Bears and the NFL draft next. What grade do they get today? Now?
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
He is the great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. 312-332-3776. Sean is in Indianapolis. He's a Bear fan. He's listening to the show. Sean, what's up, Cookie?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, fellas?
It is a victory Monday for sure. I give the Bears an A++ for this draft. I wanted to follow that up with, you know, you guys were talking about speed, upgrading the speed. You know, when your quarterback runs a 4.440, that is definitely an upgrade. And, you know, when we were talking about Trubisky and the comparisons, there really is no comparison because he has so much more experience running the RPO. And really, if you watched his pro day, he literally made the same throw that Zach Wilson made, that, you know, coming off the back heel fade to the right side of the field. So, you know, he's a home run. He's a home run pick. It's an amazing pick, and there's really no comparison.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that this all – thanks for the call, Sean – that this all goes the way we all dream that it can, that he is QB1 and that we've got our guy for the next decade, 12 years, 15 years, whatever it is.
First five selections came on the offensive side of the ball for the Bears. That shows you that the Bears know that they need to have as much strength on the offensive side as possible because, by the way, the head coach is an offensive guy. Why wouldn't you take care of him?
So pair it off of what you just said, Larry Mayer. Bears spent their first five draft picks on offense this year for the first time since 1960 when they spent their first six choices on offense. The last time they spent their first five on defense, 2006. Danielle Manning, Devin Hester, he was a defensive back when he was drafted.
Yeah.
Dusty Dvorak, Jamar Williams, and Mark Anderson.
So what did Hals tell you after that draft in 60?
He was excited about some of the potential.
Mm-hmm.
They had drafted a quarterback, and they let him go, and he ended up going to Cleveland and being a really good player.
Oh, that's good. So, that's good.
Yeah.
Good coverage. You still got that tape?
I still have the notes. Okay. We didn't have tape recorders back then. You're unbelievable.
Pen and Mike Club.
Exactly. 312-332-3776. Mike's in Homer Glen. Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Captain J. Hood, happy Monday. How we doing?
Victory Monday. Victory. Bears yes, victory sir. Monday.
Hello, Mike.
Just a question. So I like the Fields draft pick, but, you know, coming from Ohio State and other quarterbacks that haven't done anything, hence Haskins, Pryor, and Jones, what will put him above the other three? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Have a good Monday.
You too.
He's a Georgia quarterback, by the way.
He's an SEC guy. He just happened to go to Ohio State after he left Georgia. But again, I'll read this.
It's because Jake Fromm's going to be a better quarterback than the guy that was there before. And he transferred out, and we lost.
Correct.
That's what happened.
So
Georgia.
Sports Mockery, they do a really good job of aggregating a bunch of different stuff and content.
Yep.
And Eric Lambert tweeted this. And I'm going to read it again so people can hear it. Matt Nagy, quarterback for Delaware. Ryan Day. Played at New Hampshire. They went against each other. A year ago, as Matt was getting ready for the 2020 draft, he was watching tape. The pandemic had hit. He was locked down at home. He called his old friend. They went through all the big names you'd remember from the 2020 draft. Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, Damon Arnett, J.K. Dobbins. And after getting all those boxes checked, Nagy said, I got one more question after I watched all this tape.
Columbo.
How about that quarterback of yours, Nagy asked. Dude, he's a generational talent, Day responded. Wow, that's pretty powerful. What is it about him? He's 6'2", 220. He runs a 4.440, and he might be in the 4.3s. That's wild, Nagy said. He started watching every game he could from that point on, and for over a year lusted after getting that guy. Take that.
So we can completely confirm, right? This is Nagy's pick, and Pace had to do what Nagy needed to do. Because we continue to hear that Nagy really wanted to get that quarterback. It's collaborative, sure, but Nagy had to say, hey.
He had a lot to say.
Don't screw this up now.
Like if Matt had said, I want Mac Jones or I want you to trade up and go get traded, whatever it is, they were going to listen to Matt. But Ryan and he collaborated on this, which we didn't have in 17 because he didn't feel, first of all, he was working with a coach that he didn't want to hire and he didn't feel he could trust him. So that's a bad process.
Do you have a little purple pride in Northwestern seeing Fitzgerald there at the draft?
Yes.
That means that's a step up in class when you see Fitzgerald there with the smile like, yeah, you got multiple guys in your draft because your defense is awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
He's got two number one guys, and then the Bears are heavily involved in getting his opinion on Justin Fields.
Browns got better by getting Newsom. I know that was a pick that could have been there at 20 for the Bears if they wanted him.
Correct.
If they stayed there, they would have got Newsom.
Correct.
That was your selection.
Correct.
And that would have made the Bears defense, I think, better.
Agreed.
With him at the corner. But the Browns got better by getting Newsom.
They got a good team.
He's a really, really good player.
They got a good team. Sidebar, may I approach?
You may, counsel.
Can you please get Mike Thomas's credit card? I got to book flights today.
All right.
The great Adam. Danny, we're going on a trip. JR? Meller's off, so he doesn't get to go.
What?
Danny, we're going on a trip.
I'm a little upset with Schefter about this tweet you're about to read, but go ahead.
The 2022 NFL Draft. I'm serious. We're booking our flights today. 2022 NFL Draft has now been scheduled for April 28, 29, and 30 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What do you mean, all? We just had the draft here not too long ago.
JR, weed's legal there, kid.
Let us live in the moment here, Schefter. We're reveling in what the Bears did this weekend. He's already on to next year.
We're going to Vegas. We're doing the show there.
Yes.
We can hit the weed. We'll fly out after the show the day before. You can hit the weed shop. You can get yourself all set, and then we got to rock and roll early.
Unlike that good 5 to 8 Pacific show, that'll bring them in. Oh, God.
We'll just go right from the poker table right to the show.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping, so I might as well just roll right into the show.
Game on.
Oh, my God. Nothing like a good 5 to 8 show. Ready, Danny? Those Pacific time shows for the morning is pretty good, huh?
No, they're great when you're done.
Hey, we can be back at the blackjack table at 8:30.
Oh, my God.
Then out to the pool, little day drinking, fall asleep, and do it again.
April is a beautiful time in Vegas. You ever been there in April? It is really nice.
I have not.
Only in March, but not in April.
I'm going there in June. My son is getting married in July.
In Vegas?
No, here. But he's doing his bachelor party with his fiance and her parents and us and his brother. Yeah. So we're going. They said, hey, we're all going here. We'd like you and mom to go.
And then when's he having his real bachelor party?
I'm sure that'll be somewhere around here.
Mm.
Are you going to go to that one?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. So
you're not planning it?
No, I'm not planning my son's bachelor party.
What's wrong with that?
It's for his friends.
But you know where the bodies are buried. You know where to go make a phone call or two.
You've got more connections than his friends.
Yeah.
If they ask, I'm not going to be that guy that's a helicopter. I'm not going
to
do that.
Okay. But you do have numbers to call, right?
Yes.
Little Heavenly Bodies action, you know.
That place is long gone.
No, it's still around.
No way.
The women are there. They're around.
I heard the club VIP was named after you.
All right.
Answer the question. Is that true or not?
It is not true.
Okay, well,
they started calling it the champagne room because you used to demand champagne while you were in there.
You used to burst like a champagne bottle. That's what I was told. Oh, God! Oh, God!
What was that pop?
Oh, God!
It's all over there. All of your calls on the Bears in the NFL draft.
Aisle 6.
What grade do they get today?
I need a
mop. Phone lines are hopping. We're coming right back to you.
I need a mop.
Take that.
Oh, God!
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and J-Hood.
Our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
I got to tell you something, Jonathan. You ready for this? By the way, it's very good music. Somebody has hijacked Mike Thomas's password because the music is really upgraded.
Oh, well, JR has hijacked the music, and that's why it sounds better. Go ahead.
Exactly. You keep stopping at the dispensary, kid. You put music like this together, I got you. All right, ESPN 1000 and Coors Pure present the first annual Grip It and Sip It Classic golf outing to benefit Alive Rescue of Chicago. I'm a guy who is big on rescue dogs.
Yes.
Alive Rescue is an amazing, amazing place. It's Monday, June 7th at the awesome Seven Bridges Golf Club. And we are starting to sell spots today, 9 a.m. That is 8 minutes from right now. It is going to fill up quickly. Here's where you go. Grip It and Sip It Classic.com. Grip It and Sip It Classic.com. Cost is $300 for a twosome, $600 for a foursome. Golf with the ESPN Chicago team. We'll be doing our show out there. Your admission includes lunch, dinner, contests on the course, prizes for the winners, raffle prizes, a silent and live auction. It's sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers, Alta Equipment, Hawthorne Racecourse, PointsBet Sportsbook, and American Sale. And it is presented by the wonderful people at Coors Pure. So again, get more at Grip It and Sip It Classic.com.
Love it.
Love it.
All the ESPN 1000 personalities will be there as well. And it's always a great time when everyone comes together because we work a little blue on the golf course every now and then.
We have a lot of fun.
Have a lot of drinks and have a lot of fun. So it should be really, really fun, brought to you by Coors Pure.
Yep, I am taking a car service that morning.
Yes.
And it's going to be an all-day affair, man.
And when Cap says a car service, he wants me to drive him.
That would be great.
Not happening.
Wow!
Not happening.
Would I do that for you?
You would not. You would call someone for me.
No shot. I'd come get you.
I'm not driving this outside, but I got a guy.
Darman.
Take that, Darman.
Hey, Darman, can you go get Hoodie?
Yeah, try it.
Yeah, I've already booked Darman for June 3rd. That's right. June 7th. Yes. I'm going to be out there, and I am going to be ready to rock and roll. Bloody Marys during the show.
Oh, really?
Screwdrivers. Oh, yeah. It's all bets are off. Danny, I'm drinking for the entire show that day.
0% shot you're going to really do that.
Okay, really?
I guarantee you're not.
How much you want to bet that I'm drinking the entire show?
Cap, you're not a huge drinker. I once went with you and a bunch of guys to Chicago Cut, and our good friend David Flom brought you out a glass of whiskey that was probably a $500 glass of whiskey.
It was Pappy Van Winkle.
And Cap took two sips and left the rest on the table.
Of course it was.
It was big time. That was back.
Two sips and left it on the table. Who are you kidding that you're going to be drinking all day? You'll be asleep on the 18th tee box.
I didn't say all day. I said all show.
No shot. Zero shot. You'll be asleep by 1 p.m. in the sun on the 18th tee box.
That may happen.
We'll bury you in the sand trap. I promise you, if you fall asleep, we bury you in the sand trap.
That may happen. I can promise you, when we hit the air at 7, there will be Bloody Marys and screwdrivers right there, and I'll be drinking them. Take that.
Virgin ones?
No. Virgin my ass. No shot. Hoodie, I'm going to not be able to keep up with you, but I'm going to try.
Well, I will not drink on the air because that's what they're looking for. Anything to get me out of there.
He is a radio professional.
Was he drinking on the air?
Damn right.
Suspension. RobertFeeder.com.
No shot.
I'm not trying to be on in feeder. Of course, if I was in there drinking, they suspended me, I'd probably be the fourth story. There'd be somebody from the light that would get the lead story.
Wow.
You're playing Christmas music again.
Again, go to Grip It and Sip It.
Look at JR.
Classic.
He's had enough.
.com. Grip It and Sip It Classic.com. 9 o'clock. So in 4 minutes, you can sign up They're going to go fast. We would love to see you out there.
What happened to the smile, Danny? The smile just left. What happened? The smile was there last week, wasn't it? Where's the smile now?
It was relaxing. It was relaxing. How about you talked about doing edibles during a show. Why don't you do edibles that day?
Maybe I will.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I will.
I mean, that's more up your alley since you do edibles every day anyways.
Every day.
You do?
Wow. No.
4 days a week?
No.
Whose urine's cleaner, yours or JR's?
Oh, mine. By a mile.
You want to do that at the golf course, too, when it says that,
we'll
too?
Get a screening while we're out
we're
there.
Doing it all that day.
I'm going to drink Bloody Marys. You can test my piss.
And we're going to test his prostate.
Oh,
all right, real fast. I want to get to Mike. We got so many calls. We got JD. I mean, there's really nothing else to talk about. Hey, what? Mike, what's going on?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Where are you calling us from?
So I'm at Rush Medical Center right now.
Are you working or are you a patient?
I'm working.
Oh, all right, man. God bless you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Well, hey, I just was wondering if one of you could find me, shake me, and wake me up, because the electricity running through my body right now is at an all-time high. Did you guys see that draft? We got Justin freaking Field. And I don't know if these listeners who are calling in and saying, hey, I'm not sure about this guy. Have you underappreciated the fact that we watched the number one overall pick in this year's draft and the number 11 pick go toe-to-toe in two high-caliber matchups the last 2 years, and previously saying the year before in 2019 was undermined over a Sean Wade controversial hit that put the Buckeyes back a step? I mean, come on. If you read the scout tape, you know, extremely accurate on intermediate throws, when is the last time we've seen that in the last 15 years? You know, I think that people need to take a deep breath, relax, let the coaches get to him, see what we can do, because he's a generational style talent. And I will say, I've been a Buckeye fan forever. This isn't the Urban Meyer. This isn't the Jim Tressel system. Mm-hmm. This is much different. Everything you hear coming out from there says Ryan Day runs a stand-up program, developmental guy.
Agreed.
Likes to work with the quarterback. It's much different there in Columbus right now than before. I'll hang up and listen, but I wanted to thank you guys for taking my call.
You're the man. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you being on the front lines, kid.
Have a great day.
You too.
He laid it out for you right there. Again, another Ohio State Buckeye fan saying, boy, this is not the same quarterback that we've had in the past. And so he's so right. Listen, I understand that everyone doesn't have time to sit and watch and bet on college football like I do every Saturday. You know, while you're out at Bed Bath & Beyond with your spouse.
We tried to go to Home Depot. We just didn't have enough time.
Right. So while you're doing that, I'm watching college football on Saturdays, investing time in watching a guy like that. And again, he played for my team, but then he played for Ohio State. That guy can be a difference maker for this Bears team for sure.
There you go. All right, we'll get back to more of your calls. Jim and Alex and Danny and LaGrange Bob and James and Curtis and Paul and Gorman and Chief. We got them all. We'll get to all of you. Jeff Dickerson, though, with a hit in 2 minutes.